Now, Connor, you are here with Price Watch.
That's right.
And I'm intrigued by what we're going to talk about. Intrigued and also slightly in the horrors to say these three words, because people are going to go, no, but there is method to our madness. Back to school.
Yeah.
Or autumn. You know, we're still in the thick of summer holidays for a lot of people, but you feel, you know, it's a good time for people to get a head start.
Do you know what it is? And one of the reasons why, and this is going to be a really depressing thing for a lot of your listeners, is that winter is really, really expensive in Ireland.
True.
It's thousands of euros more expensive than summer when you factor in the higher cost of heating and the higher cost of lighting, the higher cost to clothes, the back
definitely
to school cost.
Thinking clothes, yeah.
And then you have the, it costs more to entertain yourself, because in summertime all you need to do is go for a walk in the park, it's free, or walk along a beach. The winter time is cripplingly expensive, which is why when you're heading into the autumn, it's a good idea to take stock and say, is there any way I could save myself a few bob? Is there anything I could do? And I'm not talking about like living on beans and toast for the rest of the winter, because that's a miserable existence. The whole thing about Price Watch and the ethos is to try and keep the colour in your life while saving yourself unnecessary spending.
So where do people start?
Well, the one area that I would say people should start is their energy bills. Now, we all know that at the height of the cost of living crisis, energy bills went through the roof. Mm-hmm. The average household might have been spending €2,000 a year on heating and lighting their homes, and that doubled to €4,000 at the height of the crisis. Now, in the last 8-10 months, prices have come down again, but they're still around €3,000, which is €1,000 more than they were in 2020. But the thing is, around 70% of Irish households have never once switched their energy provider.
I was just going to say, he's going to tell me now to shop around.
Oh my God. But if I was to say to you, by shopping around, you'd save yourself €800. You'd probably go, do you know what?
That's probably worth a holiday.
It's probably worth an hour of my day, or probably even worth 20 minutes of your day. And the reality is that an awful lot of people can do this without missing a heartbeat, because there's these switching websites like switcher.ie and bonkers.ie. And I remember I was watching, it was actually Only Murders in the Building, and I said, you know what, I'll practice what I preach. I went on to one of those websites, it doesn't matter which one, because they both do pretty much the same thing. I keyed in my details, and over the course of 20 minutes of that program, I'd knocked €1,200 off my energy bills.
But you weren't paying attention to the intricate storyline of Only Murders in the Building.
I'm great at the old twin screens.
You're a multitasker, I love it.
So, there's 70% of Irish people can do that. And when you think, okay, there might be, let's say, 1.5 million households, that means that more than a million people are effectively giving their energy companies more money than they need. And it's not like switching cornflakes or switching cola drinks, because there's absolutely, I've never heard anyone in my life saying, oh, do you know what, the electricity from Electric Ireland is great. Not as good, the Borgash Energy one, not so good. It's all exactly the same product. It's not like broadband or mobile phone coverage. There's no difference. Okay. So that's the first thing I would do. I would also then carry out an audit on all of the apps that you have and all of the subscription things that you have, because an awful lot of the time we sign up for these things and we don't. And audit sounds difficult, right? And I'm not suggesting, when I was a kid, my dad used to be going through his checkbook and balancing his checkbook and all of these incomprehensible things. But nowadays you just have to go online, look at your bank account online and look at all the outgoings. And if you see there's like, oh, I'm paying for X streaming service and Y streaming service and Z streaming service, but really I've only watched one of those once this month, maybe you could get rid of that.
Well, you'll be very proud of me, because over the weekend, it was actually by accident, I was looking for something else, but I did go into my settings in my phone, and then I happened to go in, I was like, media and subscriptions, and I went in and now I saw I was paying, you know, I think I needed to edit a video and I paid a yearly subscription for it. Never used it since.
100%.
So I cancelled, and I did kind of feel a little bit proud of myself.
And you should, because I'd say there's no, like, not long ago I signed up, actually about a year ago, I signed up for Microsoft Word and the app on my phone. I thought, oh, do you know what, that'll be really handy. I'll use that all the time.
Yeah, of course.
And it was like €29 a year or whatever it was. So I was thinking, that's fine, it's grand. Yeah. But I never once used it. So it was like €29 I was giving to Microsoft. Now, if there's one thing that Microsoft doesn't need, it's my money. They've loads of their own cash. But again, I was looking through the subscription services and there was like 3 or 4 or 5. And you're thinking, if I can knock off €100 or €200 or €300 off my annual spending on that, well then, that's another thing. The other thing that, probably the biggest spending outside of rent and mortgages, and there's very little that people can do on that score. Although there's a lot of people who could probably save money on mortgage switching, but that's slightly more complicated. We don't need to choose the after bank holiday.
Thanks.
I'm not even going to suggest that right now. But like, I do think that an awful lot of Irish people have fallen in love with own brand products. Now, own brand products, when I was a kid, they were muck. They were uniformly terrible. All bad,
it's
right?
Very different now, though.
But it's completely different now. And that's why 48% of Irish people, 48% of the typical Irish shopping basket is made up of own brand products nowadays. Mm-hmm. But the Germans and the French, it's all closer to 70%. So I reckon if you were to say to yourself, do you know what, I'm just going to swap out maybe two mm-hmm. products, two branded products for own brand products. You'd be surprised at how good they can be.
I've definitely tried cereals because I've done this taste test that are own brand and there's very, very, if any, difference.
Well, it depends on the cereal, funnily enough, now, because...
Have I opened a can of worms?
No, but there's a particular type of corn... Well, how would I call it? A corn-based cereal. That's very hard for the own brand retailers to copy.
Right.
Whereas then there might be these wheat biscuits that are very simple for the own brand companies to copy. So it really depends, but it's all down to your personal taste. Mm. And I do think that people should just experiment a little bit more. But the idea is then that you just keep a little tally of it, right? Because you say, okay, well, I've managed to save 600 quid on my electricity. I've managed to save 100 quid on my streaming services. I've managed to knock 100 euros off my grocery bills. And then you take that money and you say, right, I've now save myself a grand.
And I'm going to go to Paris. I'm going to go to the Olympics.
I'm going to go to the Olympics and I'm going to watch the shot put or whatever sport that we're all expert in today.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And actually, you know what? That's a really good point. Often nutritionists as well can say paying attention to the own brands is really good because, you know, the ingredients wise can 100%. Actually be healthier too. So yeah. Okay, well, look, let's get now to the dilemma. Today's Price Watch problem. It's sent in by a listener. And if you have a problem as well, you can send in to pricewatch@rte.ie. Here it is. I sent a friend in Ireland a gift that had a value of €40 and paid €11 in postage. I feel like this is a mathematical problem. Get the calculator. When the parcel arrived, my friend was charged nearly €15 extra. When I asked why, I was told that when calculating the value of a parcel, the cost of postage is included. So my €40 present was valued at €51, then liable for VAT as well as an admin fee as a result. Surely that can't be right.
It is right, unfortunately. And there's nobody to blame for this because it's not Onpost's fault who are handling the package. It's not Revenue's fault because both of those enterprises are just enforcing the rules. Under the rules, if you send somebody a gift from the UK to Ireland, there's a €45 threshold. So if the gift is worth less than €45, you don't pay any VAT on it. The gift was actually worth €40, but because they paid such a large amount for the postage, that took the value of the gift to €51, which meant they were liable to pay 23% VAT and then €350, I think it is, the handling charge from Onpost. So the charge is entirely justified. And I said there's no one to blame for it. Actually, there is one person who we can blame, and that's probably Boris Johnson, because it all comes back to Brexit. Because in times past, nobody in Ireland would have noticed this, and there would be an awful lot of to and fro when it comes to packages and presents.
All those hidden extras now that we
have to pay. A result of Brexit, the UK is now what's known as the third country, which means it's exactly the same as the United States or Australia or China. And if you send products from those countries, they are all liable to tax. And the person has no comeback here. Nobody, the Onpost did nothing wrong. Revenue did nothing wrong.
So where
wrong.
Do people find out about that then if they want to pay more attention to
if
how
If they
much?
Want to go to the Revenue website, they have all the details on the charges. Onpost has all the details. And to be honest, the €350 handling charge is less than some of the delivery companies charge, because some of those delivery companies can charge up to a tenner for the admin fees. And again, there's no comeback we have. It's just the reality of the world in which we live.
Because the last thing you want to be doing is when your friend gets a
parcel
from you.
Here you go. £15 for
hand
your
over
present.
15.
It's harsh.
It's nearly half the price of the
Exactly.
Connor, you're a wealth of information. Thank you so much for coming into studio. That's it from me today.